Bring Christian greetings to each one. Especially want to welcome our visitors and some of you who may be visitors, but we really don't consider you visitors because you either are from here or you're coming back. Want you to enjoy worshiping together with us. I'm glad that we can come in the precious name of Jesus, that He is the sweetest name I know, and that we can truly sing that song, "Oh, how I love Jesus." I'd like to look, if you want to look with me, over into the Psalms, Psalm 16. And in thinking about this psalm, I was particularly thinking about the scripture in 1 Peter that says, "Feed the flock of God which is among you." And taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. And so this morning, we talk about feeding the flock. If we give you your choice, that you could choose what you ate spiritually this morning, what would you choose? If they take us into a big buffet and say, "Okay, you've got all those choices. Now it's up to you. You can choose anything there. But be sure that whatever you get, that you clean up your plate." And this morning, we have the Word of God. It's a bigger spiritual buffet than anything that the world could furnish as far as physical things. So God has wonderful things if we can just each one of us open our hearts up to Him and ask us, "Lord, you know what I need, and feed me this morning on the living Word of God." I'd like to look here now in Psalm 16. It's one of my favorite psalms. Maybe before we even read the word, let's just bow our heads for prayer. Father, we thank Thee this morning for Thy wonderful, wonderful working and dealing in each one of our hearts and lives. We thank Thee for the privilege of being able to be gathered together to worship Thee. Father, we thank Thee for the freedom to worship. We realize all around this world, people are suffering for their beliefs and what they worship. And we pray that Thou will help us, that we'll not count these things as just commonplace, but help us, Lord, that we might seek Thee with our whole hearts this morning and have our hearts open that we might partake of the spiritual food that Thou dost provide. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'd like for you to notice as we go down through this chapter, there are certain things that just seem to stand out and certain things that are just the core of the meal, if you want to put it that way. Up at Byler Building Supply, there's a little bowl sitting out in front of the counter. And if you ask the children, "What's in that bowl?" If there are any of you children want to answer that question, "What is in the bowl up there at Byler's, the big bowl?" Anyone? They know, but they're afraid to say. Well, it's not just the children. If I ask the adults over here, just like me, I go past that thing and I see this and this one, this one, this one. I want one of each of them. I like that one especially good, so I'm going to get two of those and stick them in my pocket. And then when I get back and away from everybody, I pull out my little goodies and I start in enjoying them. It's just sort of something to say thank you for coming in and being with us. But if you had to live on that, you'd be a poor example of life, because it's probably mostly sweets and it tastes really good. But as far as giving you something that really will build you up, it gives you some quick shots of energy, and that's about all there is to it. And then I suppose after that energy goes down, I don't know if you have it sort of slumps, and I don't know how that works. But anyway, this chapter has something in it that doesn't give you a peak and then a valley. It comes right up and keeps building and building until the very end. And the last part of it, and the last part of the Christian life, is the very, very best. When they prepared a big meal at home, a lot of times, did you ever hear them say, "Now, you see what we've got there? We've got some pecan pie. I'm just saying some of the things I particularly like. Well, there's some German chocolate cake. Well, there's some brownies. But unless you finish your meal, you can't have them. You've got to eat these good solid food before you can have this over here." And it just sort of makes you dig in a little extra, get this taken care of. But they don't realize that this good solid food is what really makes you strong, makes you a real man, if you want to put it that way. And it's the good strong food of the Word of God that prepares us for, I hate to even say like the icing on the cake or the dessert or the very last part of the food, because it's so much better than that. But it prepares us for the celestial eternity with God. "Preserve me, O God, for to me do I put my trust, for in thee do I put my trust." Now, there again, from the very first, he's saying, "Preserve me, O God, in thee do I put my trust. My soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names unto my lips." And you know, this reminds me of what it says, I'm not sure, where is it over there? It says, "Why do you spend your money for that which is not good, or not food, or doesn't satisfy? Spend your money for that which will satisfy your soul. Give yourself entirely to that which will prepare you for eternity. This life is soon over. These bodies will lay aside. And as we get older, they deteriorate and finally we'll go back to dust if the Lord wills that we stay here." But he's preparing for us a place in the skies that he said for us to let not our hearts be troubled, but to believe in God, that he's going to prepare us a mansion that where he is, there we may be also. And so the whole center and the whole core of this spiritual food that we're looking at this morning is pointing back to the living bread and the living water, the bread of life, that which will satisfy the soul, that which will give you what you need to strengthen the time of battle. We face an enemy that we cannot face in ourselves. We've got to have the help of God if we're going to be victorious. Now he says, verse 5, "The Lord is the portion. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance." The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. "And of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lions are fallen in unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage." And we can inherit a lot of different things in life. A lot of people like the idea that they may inherit a lot of money. I know a family that the boy, the father was very rich. He was a millionaire. And there was a boy and a girl. There were children in that family. And the boy's idea was, I can't wait till the old man dies, where I can get his money. Now, can you imagine the thought, that kind of feeling? I can't wait. Such a horrible, horrible way. He had no love for his daddy. Finally, his daddy died. Now he owns it all. But you know, that's not all there is to life. Something happened. I don't know what it was. But the boy ended up in Mayo Clinic with some kind of brain surgery. I don't know what all took place. I think he still has problems. But you know, this is just life that's here for a little while, and we can have money in the bank account and have everything paid for. We can have everything to show for whatever. But if we don't have the Lord as our inheritance, then we're not preparing for eternity. And eternity, time is just a little portion here. And eternity stretches from as far as you can see till the other way, just as far. And this little portion of time where you and I find our little time in that portion of time, maybe 60, 80, 100 years, however long, is very short. And it soon passes on. And if we've got the good, solid meat of the Word, the milk of the Word, and then go on and grow spiritually to where that we can have and partake of the meat of the Word, then we can have something that will sustain us and take us through this life and into eternity. He said, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. He loved the Lord, I believe, with all of his heart. He had the most wonderful heritage of anyone else. And David was writing this. He had rough times. He had struggles in his life. Life is life, and life is real. And it's not all just a glamorous type of thing. You read some books, and it's just all leads up to the end where they lived happily ever after. And it's sort of that kind of a deal. But that's not really life. But life is a building experience. Life is a growing experience. Life is something that where we depend completely upon God. And we're preparing for something much, much better. I don't want us to do like what I did when I went to Romania. They set their big meals before us, and I didn't know how this worked. But some of you know what I'm talking about. They had a big, delicious bowl of soup that they set out, and that was really good. It's a pretty good sized bowl of soup. I wondered, this was probably our meal. So I ate the bowl of soup and was satisfied. And all of a sudden, here comes around another big platter, and I'm not for sure if I'm going to say it right, but I think they call them salamales or something like that. But that's close enough that you know they're cabbage rolls, and I don't know what they've got inside of them, but it's cooked cabbage on the outside and some kind of meat and stuff on the inside. And let me tell you, it's the first time I ever tasted them, but it's not the last time. And they're very good. And if you ever invite us over for a meal, just see if you can fix them. I shouldn't be suggesting such a thing. But they were good. I'm just trying to explain. You know, this Christian life should be delicious as far as rejoicing in the things of God. Rejoice evermore. And so I took one or two. I'm not sure how many I took. But I had a taste of those, and I wish I'd taken another one. And I wonder if Brother Joe didn't think I was getting carried away. He sort of whispered over to me, said, there's some more coming. I better stop right there. A little bit more, here come a big platter of meat. I don't know what kind it was. Sometimes they have chicken, sometimes they have something else. Didn't really matter to me what it was, but it was good. You know, I'd already had a big bowl of soup and already had all those salamales or whatever you call them. And then here the big platter of meat, and I took some of it. But I was trying to, you know, I was starting to fill up. And this is, and it's looked to me, I'm not sure how many courses this meal had to it. Well, by the time I got done eating that meat, I enjoyed it all. It was really good. But here, I noticed that they were passing out great big platters of the biggest piece of cake I could about fathom. There's no way I can eat that. That big piece of cake with all kinds of whipped cream stuff on top of it. I don't know what it was. And I think it had strawberries down over it. And I mean, I was ready to go someplace else at that point. But you know, that's not the way heaven is. The closer we get to heaven, that old song says, where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. And on earth, we have a little touch of heaven here and there as we sense his presence and his holiness and his godliness. And as he puts his blessings and presence upon us as we follow him and walk in the light. But it should be getting sweeter, and as we get closer to home, we should be getting less affection and going further away from this old world and forgetting more about it and getting closer to home and wondering what's over there on the other side. This world is a time of spiritual warfare, fighting against the enemy, resisting the devil that he will flee from us, and preparing for eternity and preparing for the celestial city that God has given, has laid out and promised for each one of us that serve him. Now let's just notice a little bit more here in this scripture. He said, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. In the times when we can't hardly see out there, thankfully the Lord will show his light right on our pathway and give us just enough light for the next step. So many times I would like to see way on down there. I want to know, how's this going to turn out, Lord? I don't understand this. I don't see how it can work out. It looks scary to me. And I'd like to see way on down there, but he gives me enough light for my next step. Then if I take that next step, then he gives me enough light for the next step. Occasionally, he'll show us a little bit further down the road, but not all the time. But he gives us just what's necessary for us to keep walking in the light. As we keep walking in the light, he gives us more light. So he said, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. That's the only way that keeps us, our anchor, holding on the rock of ages, is because he is there. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Isn't that a wonderful place to simply find that resting place? As we hope in the Lord, and then we can rest in him. We couldn't do it in ourselves. We can get all wrought up and we can get all in a frazzle about things. But he wants us to rest. He wants us to lean heavy upon him. And thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. And here is the topping to the cake, if you want to put it that way. When I have German chocolate cake, the best thing about that is that frosting. I don't know what it is, but I tell you, that is good. And I don't want too much of it, because I eat one piece, or eat like a piece of plum pie. I even get about a half of it down, and it's so sweet I can hardly take any more. But the part I am able to eat, I sure do like. Well, this is the topping to the whole thing here. He says, thou shalt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. If we have him, we've got everything. He takes care of every situation, every problem, everything that we don't understand and don't know how to handle. God is the one that takes care of it all.
And he says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And that brings to my mind to that old song that says, the hill of Zion yields 1,000 sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly field or walk the golden streets. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let's keep on keeping on. Let's kneel in prayer.